Each year, car theft costs us about £300 million, and burglary sets us back by another £150 million. Yet the police reckon that one car in five is left unlocked, or with windows open, or with expensive goods temptingly on display. It is estimated that over 60% of homes still do not have any window locks, although that's better than a few years ago when it was near 90%. These facts illustrate a basic truth. The truth is that most criminals are on the lookout for a soft touch. They're not hardened professionals who set out with particular targets in mind, but young, inexperienced, or unsophisticated. What they're looking for is a house or car that will let them get in, get what they want, and get away quickly. In short, an easy opportunity. Many of these opportunities can just as easily be removed by fitting and using locks, or by taking other very simple precautions. And if we can foil small-time criminals with modest individual effort and cost, how much more could be achieved by working together in neighborhood watches, or in other local activities involving police, councils, businesses, voluntary groups, and schools? More radically still, what might we see if more systematic effort was made to design anti-crime features into cars, houses, and estates? This is not a pipe dream. It's already happening.